14-year-old Tucker Wilson and his grandfather were hard at work in the hot sun, scooping mud out of a ditch nearby their family farm. The community of Helix, population 182, depends on the rolling hills of wheat that surround it. But these fields betrayed the town. A massive lightning and thunderstorm sent rivers of goopy mud washing down the gullies from recently harvested fields. Jack Bascom, the mayor of Helix, wonders how the community will pay for all the cleanup.
We have a very small budget anyway with a town of 182 people, so we pretty much don't have any funds to cover our expenses.
Volunteers have done the bulk of the cleanup with equipment from neighboring towns. Much of the silty mud ended up in the city hall basement, the city park, and surrounded the small city pool. In some areas, it's hip high. Megan Schrader is the head lifeguard for Helix's community pool. She and two other lifeguards have been cleaning the decks with hoses and scrapers.
Well, there's nothing else to do when you're little down here, and so we're working as hard as we can, and hopefully we can get it open for the last few weeks of summer.
The local health department has warned residents that bacteria in the mud could make them sick. The agency is giving out free shots. I'm Anna King in Helix, Oregon.